Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program which highlights happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. Coming up, Prime Minister attends CARICOM intercessional meeting and Jamaican athletes hailed for performance at IAAF World Indoor Championships in Poland. I'm Carlene Brown-Thompson. Stay tuned.
Simone, you there?
Yeah, me there when you just cut me off, so.
Child, me no know what happened, but the call keep dropping. Anyways, me did call for tell us that my granny dead, and the funeral set for...
We're sorry, you have no credit remaining.
Seriously? All my credit for done, I'm just put on $100. Me call customer service right now, cause this no right.
So, you think you've been robbed of your talk time? How about unfair billing? Feel your data privacy is not protected? Are you seriously dissatisfied with your mobile service provider? Well, the Consumer Affairs Commission wants you to know your rights. Contact your service provider first, and if there is no resolution, call the Commission toll-free 1-888-991-4470 or 906-5425. Let's ring in some changes to the way mobile consumers are treated.
Hello?
Girl, we need to defend with phone rights.
Yes, your phone, your rights.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller was in St. Vincent and the Grenadines last week for the staging of the 25th intersessional meeting of the Conference of Heads of Government of the Caribbean Community, CARICOM. The three-day meeting got underway Monday, March 9. During the meeting, Mrs. Simpson Miller provided an update on external trade issues, in particular, the ongoing negotiations for a CARICOM-Canada Trade and Development Agreement. The economic situation facing member states, the CARICOM reform process towards the establishment of a five-year strategic plan for growth and development in the region was also discussed. In her address to the meeting, Prime Minister Simpson Miller said a non-confrontational approach needs to be taken among the Caribbean community on the issue of reparations. She said the matter, which is important given the history and modern consequences of slavery in Jamaica and the wider Caribbean, should be a process of reconciliation and dialogue free from animosity. Reparations for genocide and slavery was a key agenda item at the conference. It is also a topic of intense discussion in the Caribbean, leading to the formation of individual national commissions throughout the region. Climate change was also discussed at the intersessional meeting. The heads of government emphasized the need to enhance the region's engagement in the climate change negotiation process and to increase access to available climate change financial resources. It was agreed that a task force on climate change and small island developing states be established to ensure the strategic positioning of the region in critical negotiations. In an interview with JIS News following the session, Mrs. Simpson Miller expressed satisfaction with the increased focus on climate change by CARICOM members.
I think it is very important, and it's good that it's receiving special focus from our region. Jamaica is certainly paying special attention to what is happening in that area.
Prime Minister Simpson Miller returned to the island Wednesday, March 12. And in the world of sport, Jamaica placed fifth in the medal standing at the recently concluded International Association of Athletics Federation IAAF World Indoor Championships in Poland. Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley hailed the team's performance, noting that the nation continues to cement its top-ranking position in the world of track and field. She adds that Jamaica has the capacity, discipline, talent, and determination to become a formidable force in athletics. That's it for this week's edition of Jamaica House Weekly. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.